The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Israeli troops overnight took over the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing. So that gives Israel effective control of this key entry point into Gaza. It also gives them a foothold into the city. Israeli officials say that this is not the start of the widely anticipated big Rafah offensive, something that President Biden has opposed. They say that this is a tactical move, but it is also something that strengthens their hand as they go back into negotiations.
Yeah, there is a sustainable calm agreement on the table. You noticed we didn't say ceasefire. It's a sustainable calm.
Oh, an SC.
Which is language that has been agreed upon, and now they're arguing over the definition of sustainable calm. So Hamas would like a ceasefire politically and for real reasons. Israel doesn't want to call it a ceasefire because, hey, we ain't claiming we're going to ceasefire at all. We'll stop for a moment, but we'll see. We can start back up at any moment. And then... But Hamas wants some idea of you ain't shooting at us anymore. you got to call it something. Anyway, I'm reading the New York Times version of this story. One of the officials in the Middle East said that Hamas viewed the term sustainable calm as an end to the war.
Please.
With Israel halting its military actions and withdrawing troops from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said, no, that is not what sustainable calm means. It just means we are going to briefly stop firing while we work out some details. Okay, fine. I want to hear, so then there's another point of contention that is beyond a minor point of contention, which we'll talk about in a moment. But here's James Stravitis, former NATO leader on MSNBC today, talking about this, the way Hamas has reinterpreted the deal that was on the table.
Hamas effectively reinterpreted the deal that was on the table, and the distinctions here are between time and space. And what I mean by that is Israel wants a relatively short ceasefire, kind of 40, 45 days, because they know they're going to have to go back in at some point. And Hamas, on the other hand, wants a full and complete end. So that's the time. The space part is Hamas is effectively demanding Israel leave Gaza.
Yeah, and obviously that can't happen.
The lead, I think, is that Hamas announced, we have agreed to the ceasefire deal. But as Stavridis was pointing out, they completely changed the deal that was on the table and said, we've agreed to our reworking of the deal, which is kind of what negotiation is. It's like, you know... Somebody offers you $500,000 for your house, and you announce, I have accepted your offer of $600,000. That offer wasn't made. So that was just complete BS PR maneuver.
And I think it's interesting that the New York Times editorial board has the article, Why Israel Must Take Rafah. To get rid of Hamas, and they already have uncovered some tunnels, and the Osama bin Laden of Hamas, who planned October 7th, is still there, and all that sort of stuff. But this is one of the most interesting things I heard about the whole deal on the table and arguing about various words. One of the wording changes was changing the word living to dead as it relates to hostages Hamas was going to return to Israel.
Oh, boy. That's dark.
And as this reporter says, I wouldn't call that a minor change under any reasonable term. The New York Times headline was officials describe pact Hamas has embraced as U.S. Israel proposal with small changes. That's the way New York Times proposed it.
Wow.
Why wouldn't Netanyahu agree to this deal? They just made some small changes, like we'll give you back dead hostages as opposed to living hostages.
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Reading the commentary on this, but also, do people realize how significant and despicable of a change in the deal it is to offer dead hostages in place of living ones? One of the main groups of hostages that Hamas has mostly refused to release thus far is young women. It's not hard to speculate why they would not want that group to tell their stories. Some people are speculating that the reason Hamas wants to change the terms from living or dead is because they don't have 33 living hostages, in which case the focus should be beyond putting an end to Hamas.
Oh, yeah, of course, which is exactly what Netanyahu and the Israelis are doing. You know, and you might argue with some of their methods and you know, the stuff around the edges, but if you accept the premise that Hamas has to go, of course they have to go into Rafah.
Making a deal where Israel values dead bodies as much as living hostages would take away any incentives Hamas has for keeping those girls alive. No one who actually cares about those hostages can reasonably advocate for such a deal.
Oh, no, that's an obscene small change. It's just awful.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go into the details, you know. Probably
I'd like to stick that in the face of a lot of these moron college kids
who are
demonstrating on, you know, in favor of Hamas.
I was going to mention this one woman who was released first of the year, and her tale of the sexual, sexual abuse, that's way too light a term. I mean, just repeated brutal rapings that she underwent. Is there a chance that any living women that still exist haven't had the same treatment? No. Almost zero chance that hasn't happened to them. And Hamas doesn't want them being released and telling the world, this is how we treated these people, by the way.
Yeah, the only chance for anybody like that is that they're being held by some civilians that have some sort of conscience or whatever, because there were plenty of civilians who helped hide the hostages and move them and the rest of it. So they're being held under disparate circumstances and by different people. But no, you're right. On the whole, their lives have been a miserable hell, if indeed they're still alive.
Right.
Yeah, so if you see a headline anywhere that Hamas has agreed to the ceasefire, it's a non-existent ceasefire in their favor.
And
so ugly.
A lot was made of a number of protesters there in Tel Aviv screaming and yelling that Netanyahu needs to accept the deal. All right. I don't understand your reasoning that you would just accept any deal Hamas puts on the table, like, for instance, changing the word live to dead.
Good Lord.
On hostages.
So we've talked a little bit about how difficult it's going to be for Israel to thread this needle. Great analysis in the Wall Street Journal. Its military will somehow have to thread the needle between not doing so much damage that it inflames international outrage, further impairs its crucial relationship with the U.S., and kills some of the Israeli hostages believed to be held there, while not going in so softly that it fails to rout Hamas and put its own soldiers at risk. The broader effort to normalize relations with Saudi Arabia in hopes of realigning the balance in the Middle East is in the equation as well. Good gracious. And then, in a bit of a head fake to me when I read this for the first time, they quote this guy who's the executive director of the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. He sees the benefits of destroying Hamas's presence in Rafah. Israel needs to seal the border with Egypt by destroying the underground tunnels that allow Hamas to smuggle in weapons. In addition, if left alone there, Hamas could rebuild its military capabilities and again pose the threat of an operation like 10-7. Etc. And it will be the route from which it is possible Hamas will try to regain its military capability in the rest of Gaza Strip, he said. But then, he says, He doesn't think the tactical benefits would outweigh the costs, especially with an opportunity to normalize relations with Saudi Arabia and build a regional partnership to counterweight Iran. Quote, the benefits are very few, especially if you compare it to the negative effects. Holy crap. This is a perfect example of war and international relations and sometimes life. You have two miserable choices, and you got to pick the one that's less miserable. And it's still miserable.
Yeah, it's a tough situation whenever you have that confronting you.
I think that's one of the great differences between conservatives and liberals or progressives. Conservatives swallow that awful reality and say, okay, I'll check. We've got to take this miserable alternative. Whereas a liberal will say, there's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. I'm dreaming of the world that could be. No, we've got to do something. We can't do that. That's miserable. And you just can't get them to admit to reality.
I don't know why I want to talk about this, but I do. That Met Gala thing they have in New York every year that gets way too much attention from the New York-focused media.
Yeah.
I know most of you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Opera.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
And their various charitable enterprises.
But I do want to talk a little bit about it. The coverage of it that happens in the New York-focused media.
Fawns are embarrassed at how fawning it is.
I wonder if that will go away with the moving toward the internet and AI doing news is there any reason for media to be focused in New York going forward? So everything that happens in New York gets outsized coverage. Is there any reason for that?
It's a great point. No, it's on the decline, surely.
So you would hope so.
Oh, here's a quiz question for you. I don't know if you've seen this headline. What was the number one news source about the college protests for young people? I can't remember the demo. It's the obvious under 24.
Guessing TikTok.
Twitch.
I didn't even know that was I've heard of it, but
streamers on Twitch.
I know it exists because my kids used it at some point for video games somehow, but I didn't know anybody was getting news out of it.
Yeah, it's a social media / streaming site that was born for gaming purposes, but now
I could make anything up. You know what the number one's? Cronmo. They got most of their news from Cronmo.
Young people are on Cronmo 4 hours a day on average. Exactly.
I don't even know.
I wouldn't know how to find Twitch if you gave me a map. What, do I go to twitch.com? I don't know. Yeah. Probably.
Do I read it or listen to it or watch it?
All of the above, I think. But no, it's live streams are a huge part. So you got Twitch streamers going into the encampments as the cops roll past and the rest
because
of it.
Because only grandma's on Facebook Live?
Yeah. Uh-huh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Even the gram is getting old. It's all about TikTok and Switch. Is that what I just said? Switch? Yeah. Or Twitch? Twitch.
Well, in the space of your own sentence, you forgot the platform that most people get their news from.
Those Beatles with their long hair. How can you listen to the Snow Melody?
Oh, speaking of that, Bernie announced he's running for the Senate again. Bernie Sanders.
Isn't he 80?
He is very old. That and other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Apple Pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the Apple Pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone! Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games! Yeah.
So yes or no on the Apple Pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino!
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
On my way to Southeast Asia, I had many thoughts about missing the ceremony and not being there to see my fellow graduates.
I hereby confer upon John L. Milton the degree of Bachelor of Arts with all of the rights and privileges thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
Well, I've had many ceremonies, but this has to be the tops.
That's a 100-year-old World War II veteran receiving his college diploma. How are you going to get a job with that? I mean, what is the point? I don't see how you're going to... Who's going to hire you at 100?
Well, he gets all the rights and privileges thereto appertaining, which is a phrase I need to use more often.
I would like to talk to him about... So back when you were of college age and you headed off to World War II, were many people getting their degrees in... analyzing poetry through a Marxist lens, getting a PhD. Anywho, speaking of being 100, not quite, but soon enough, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont is announced he's running again.
Bernard Sanders.
That's right. The self-identified Democratic Socialist who turns 83 in September.
Oh, my God.
Wow, he's a couple of years younger than my dad, but seems older. Bernie Sanders, he's one of those guys that has seemed old since he was like 45. Because I've seen old videos of him, and when he was much younger, he seemed like an 80-year-old. He's just one of those people. But he'll be nearly 90 when his term ends if he's reelected, and he almost certainly will be.
Seems notably sharper than Biden at this point.
I don't know if we need 90-year-olds in the Senate, but I haven't seen any clip of him where I felt like he was losing it. Well, he's lost a step. He's still an angry socialist.
Mm-hmm. You do you, Bernie.
Just going through my notes. Oh, we had somebody send some suggestions on reading books about Marxism and everything like that. But anyway, his sign-off I thought was really good. He went with K-R-H-M-H-W-T-S-P-O-F. Keep rhetorically hitting Marxist heads with the sweet poles of freedom.
Yes. Yes. Yes, friend.
Which I really like. And the Marxists who were making a mess were in New York last night because of the Met Gala. So you had 1,000 people trying to stop the Met Gala from happening, and they defaced a bunch of war memorials or whatever. But you know what they didn't interrupt? The Met Gala. The super rich, powerful people, they made sure there was enough security nothing was going to get in the way of their limos dropping them off.
Wow.
And having people write about what gowns they were in and everything like that. They kept the protesters away from that. They didn't keep the protesters away from a Civil War memorial and a World War II memorial that got spray painted and chipped apart and all kinds of horrible defacing.
But Kim Kardashian was protected.
Kim Kardashian and a whole bunch of different Kardashians. I don't know what the Met Gala is. I wish there was some way I could pay someone to make sure that I never hear about it again, and that like next year at this time I don't see a single picture of a young hottie or somebody in their gown and some talk about it. I wish I could communicate to them, and I realize this, the fact that I think about this at all makes them a little more right than I would like them to be, but I wish I could communicate to them, you can't imagine how little anybody cares about that, like not at all.
Yeah, they care. The people there all care about it.
I realize they do, but I think they think we wish we could be there or something. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't wish I could be there. I don't want to know about your dress. None of this matters to anybody but you.
GMA was going big. Good Morning America. Watching it in the studio. Multiple features on the Met Gala. Who wore who and what. And this person changed for the after party into an even sexier outfit. And just on and on and on.
All right.
So I would disagree, grumpy male. I think the women of America love it.
I suppose that could be. I don't know anything from a woman's standpoint.
Well, some women. Not these women. Hello, ladies. Yeah. a particular sort of soft head is fascinated by that sort of thing.
We're happy to be back on KTTH in Seattle, where we were the morning show for a while, a couple years back, but we're back on this morning. So if you're tuning in on 770 KTTH, it's us, the Armstrong and Getty Show, and happy to be here.
Seattle's leader of conservative talk radio. Yes, it is a pleasure and an honor. Thank you. If you're new to the show, give it a few days. You'll get used to it.
And I think you will enjoy the feature we've got coming up about the craziness going on among genders.
It is a gender-bending madness update. Stay tuned. Cross-dress, put on some pantyhose and high heels, whatever you like. Don't go away.
And Getty.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Just got the meanest text we've ever gotten. I think we'll feature that on the One More Thing podcast that we do every single day.
Boy, that's saying something.
It is. It's only about me, though, so you're off the hook. But
wow. What the? Sad people. Sad life.
Stormy Daniels on the stand today. Anything interesting happens to that, we'll bring that to you. Tanks rolled into Rafah today. Anything else interesting on that happens, we'll update you.
But first, a gender-bending madness update.
This feature has music, I see.
Keeping in mind, all of this is neo-Marxism. As we outlined earlier in the show today, great example, the Gay-Straight Alliance in a prominent school district in California handing out their 9-point platform, which includes abolition of the police, ICE, borders, and the judicial system, an end to cisgender heterosexual patriarchy, call for decolonization and reparations for all indigenous and black people. That's the Gay-Straight Alliance. Now, Wade, what's going on there? No, it's all neo-Marxism. We've talked about it at length. We'll talk about it at length later. But some examples of how it's showing itself. Arizona State Democratic lawmakers teamed up with pro-abortion Planned Parenthood to host Drag Queen Story Hour at the state capitol.
I don't understand the push for drag queen stuff or the acceptance of it.
It's all to drive this radical gender theory, which is part of neo-Marxism. Arizona State Republicans shared a brief video of the event on social media showing a man with hot pink eyebrows and a beard encourage parents, listen to this, folks, encourage parents to allow their children to transition to the opposite gender. He was reportedly reading from Queer and Fearless, poems celebrating the lives of blah, blah, blah.
How are there enough parents that support this everywhere?
When is it time to choose a new name? Why does someone become an activist? How does one begin? And one step at a time, the man continued, telling parents to listen to your kids when it comes to becoming transgender. Speaking from his own personal experience, I won't bother. He then explained that adults change pronouns all the time. We may go from identifying as, you know, within the binary, and then we decide, you know what, that doesn't fit me. I think I'm agender. I don't really identify as a gender, so people use they, them pronouns. So they go to pre-sexual children, and they try to get them to take a sexual identity. And if they're not comfortable, they say, well, you're agender, or queer, or whatever. And then you've enlisted them into one of the many facets of neo-Marxism. You've turned them into a little revolutionary because when they say, hey, mom, I'm a transsexual or I'm transgender, as they try to say, and mom says, no, you're not. Then their leaders at school say that's part of the cisgender straight patriarchy or whatever. I can't even remember what the Marxist term is.
Right.
And therefore, youngster, you need to tear down the system. Oh, that's funny how this all ends with you need to tear down the system, whether it's racial or sexual or gender or whatever. Always tear down the system. Moving along. College trans runner wins multiple women's events. Would have finished last in the men's division.
Oh, boy. What age is this?
This is college. Division III. Yeah. According to the statistics, the three big wins racked up in the women's Division III track and field events by college transgender runner Sadie Schreiner would have placed Schreiner at the bottom of the heap in the men's divisions. Running for the Rochester Institute of Technology Saturday, Schreiner won the 400 meters and the 200 meters. Was also awarded a school record in the women's category with a 200-meter time. Now a Liberty League Conference women's record. Congratulations, sir. You're now the fastest-running woman in that event.
I wish I'd have done that in golf in high school. I think I could have been the state champion. Because our girls' team won the state championship that one year, and I was better than they were. So.
Yeah, I should have done the same thing. So, yeah, way to go, brother. Way to beat the girls. You're really impressive. And then this from New York in, I believe, it doesn't matter. Male transgender student assaults girl in New York high school bathroom. School is now receiving threats, as they probably should, depending on the nature of the threats. I mean, if it's threatening to pull your kids out of school or whatever, but bomb threats and stuff like that is stupid. Don't do that. That makes your side look worse. But anyway, disturbing footage of a boy who identifies as a girl, also known as a boy, entering the girls' bathroom at a New York high school and violently dragging out a female student by her hair. The shocking video shows a large, purportedly transgender student viciously attacking a much smaller female student in a restroom stall at Arcadia High School in Rochester. The perpetrator quickly gained control over the girl as he beat her over the head with a closed fist and pulled her to the floor. I could go into more details about the violence, but it's sickening. You got a high school boy who says, no, I'm a girl and I get to use the girls' room. They are, by definition, troubled. That is a troubled young person.
Yeah, I'd say.
So your policy is, we're going to let troubled boys into the girls' bathroom and locker rooms with them. How sick is that? It's insane. If you're convinced that most people think, yeah, well, they're transgender, so that a trans woman is a woman, there is a tiny percentage of the population that believes that. Tiny. But the activists are so loud and vicious, and it's so filtered into education. And education and media and entertainment, they buy this stuff. So you get the idea that, well, I guess most people buy it, so if I'm going to be a good person, I got to buy it myself. No, that's not true. It's absolutely not.
Hot dogs are dogs. I'll never get tired of that.
Oh, I know it. When they convince you, when they get you on your knees and convince you, they force you to say, yes, that male, like the Leah Thomas swimmer, 6'4", penis and testicles, there in the locker room. They force you to say, that's a woman. They've got you. That's Maoist. That's communist China.
I hope I'm right, that the peak of success that this crowd had, not just with trans stuff, but with microaggressions of any kind and all that sort of crap. I think
critical race theory.
I think that all peaked like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the greatest moment of their lives, that crowd. And it's over. And certainly the pro-Palestinian protests helped put a nail in the coffin of the stupid thing, as we all realize, oh, that's a bunch of crap. You're the opposite of snowflakes. You're willing to behead people.
Right.
The opposite of snowflakes. You just were using that as an argument. And I think we all have all caught on to that.
Yeah, I think so. Although maybe tomorrow we can circle back. I have a couple of examples where DEI is absolutely 100 miles per hour in reverse. It is going away. And in really encouraging ways, too. Like MIT just announced there will be no diversity statements required of anybody we hire ever again. Which is good, because they're obscene loyalty oaths to Marxism, to a radical ideology. The idea that California state, universities, community colleges, all of it, to work in those, you have to write and sign a statement of inclusion of DEI, essentially. You've got to pledge allegiance to that cult. It's horrific.
But surely, like whatever college was that would put that list out every year of words that are banned,
yeah,
you can no longer say manhole because it, you know, just stuff like that. Manual labor. We need to start saying herstory. That's got to be over, doesn't it?
Don't say mother. Say
do not use gendered language to address everyone.
You got to say birthing person. Yeah, no, no, Chairman Mao. I'm not going to get on my knees and say birthing person.
Saying herkstory or Latinx. I mean, that stuff's over, isn't it?
It's peaked in a lot of places. It is forging ahead in blue states and in government under Joe Biden. There are new DEI initiatives Like in the Defense Department under Biden.
Which gets to the importance of this election. John Carl on ABC ABC this week, he started the show this week of, I've been covering politics for 30-some years, and every year they say this is the most important presidential election of our lifetimes. But we have every reason to believe that this time it is true. And I agree with him. I think it actually is.
This is the most election of our lifetime.
We got to put
that's another way to put it.
Can we put all this crap on its heels and snuff it out? Or is it going to grow?
It was like Bill Barr said, William Barr, criticized Trump mercilessly in many ways. You probably heard it. He said, yeah, electing Trump is Russian roulette. Electing Biden is national suicide.
I think that's a pretty good description.
Yeah, we can't let this madness go any further.
It's a heck of a thing that our choice is Russian roulette or national suicide, but yeah, that is our choice.
It's a hell of a deal. And the fact that generations of kids have been indoctrinated into this garbage, this insidious Marxist garbage, and we didn't know it because this stuff is so hot among educators, it's just, I'm horrified. It's like I find out years later my kid has been, I don't know, turning tricks or a mule for the cartels or something. How did I not know what was being done to my children?
And that's not the only issue that's on the line. Like yesterday, Kamala Harris was somewhere in Michigan announcing $100 million the Biden administration is throwing at car companies to get the electric car thing going because they're still committed to all cars being electric in however many years, which just is never going to happen.
No. And when you net out the environmental benefits of electric cars, it doesn't make sense anyway.
But tons of money are going to get thrown at that, and a lot more money is going to get thrown at it if Biden wins again.
Right.
Pretending that we're going electric cars, which we aren't. Ah, it's so frustrating. Bunch of nonsense. Herkstery.
Yeah, I know. This gets me up in the morning.
If it does go away like I think it's going to, it's going to be hard to describe to future generations this period of time where we were talking about college kids having safe rooms where they could color because somebody used the word history.
Oh, that reminds me. I read a really interesting angle on why there's so much mental illness among young people. Going along with Jonathan Haidt's brilliant new book, The Anxious Generation, but it's an alternate explanation, and I think there may be something to it.
Okay, we got a bunch of stuff to get to, some economic news you should probably know, but anyway, don't touch that dial.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
President Biden shared a video with actor Mark Hamill in honor of Star Wars Day, while South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem shared a video of herself shooting and killing Chewbacca.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sort of story will stick with you.
Speaking of shooting, as we speak these words, there's been a drive-by shooting at Drake's Toronto mansion.
Oh, was it Kendrick Lamar? Are you following the diss battle between Kendrick Lamar?
No.
And Drake? Oh, you aren't?
No.
They have each released at this point like 8 songs. They release a song a day, bad-mouthing the other person.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one by the end of the day release. And I mean like really getting super into their personal lives and past and relationships and, you know, various things. And
I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
And it's wild. And Drake is like the biggest. The way they measure things now, no. He's the biggest music star of all time. He's bigger than the Beatles. He's bigger than Michael Jackson by all the ways that they measure this sort of stuff. I don't know anything about Drake. I tried to listen to his music once. It's so filthy.
Oh. I mean, it's just nonstop. We're going to talk about Stormy Daniels. It's pornography. But anyway, he's in a rap battle with some other dude, and they just back and forth badmouth on each other. So,
got to send Anthony Blinken to Toronto, try to get a ceasefire going, huh?
Right, I guess.
Speaking of Ms. Stephanie Clifford, better known as Stormy Daniels, professional fornicator, she is on the stand in the confusing, unconstitutional, stupid Trump trial in Manhattan.
Professional fornicator?
Yeah, I'm trying to be accurate. Our own Katie Green keeping track of the proceedings. Katie, what's happening?
Boy, it's getting weird in there. The judge has asked her to slow down now. She's still talking too fast. She talked about how she was at dinner with Trump and she asked him, "Are you always this rude and this arrogant to people?" And then she said she playfully spanked him with a rolled up magazine and that he was much more polite after that happened.
Oh, my God. What stupid testimony. So they're going into the full flirting at dinner that led up to the sex through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And why? For what reason?
I can't imagine.
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they actually had sex or not. You can get extorted either way. So I don't even know what the point of this is.
Or sign an NDA either way, or make payments either way. And this is not about whether he shtupped, pardon me, a porn star.
Wow, I can't believe that they're actually testifying to this.
I tell you what, a woman playfully spanks me with a rolled up magazine. I'm feeling like the night's going to end in a good way.
And as of right now, the judge is a little irritated, it would appear. She's talking about how she came out of the bathroom and Trump was sitting on his bed in his underwear and he was between her and the exit to the room. She asks, "What did I misread here?" Describing that she was thinking she wanted to leave, but he didn't forcefully stop her in a threatening manner. Now she's saying that the room spun in slow motion, the blood left her hands and her feet, and she blacked out, even though she did not take any alcohol or drugs. And at this point, the judge has already sustained one objection, and he seems irritated.
Well, so is she trying to hit toward, like, this wasn't consensual at this point?
This is all new.
Because she's never said that before.
I'm seeing in multiple parts of the New York Times reporting that she's reiterated that he didn't block her from leaving in a threatening manner. But then she goes on to say she blacked out.
How are you acting like you're so nervous at the idea of having promiscuous sex? I mean, I don't know anything.
As a porn star?
I don't know anything about her personal life. Maybe that was just her work and not her real life, but... You know, well, first of all, there's never been any asserting at all that it was like a non-consensual sexual activity that I remember.
No, never.
So if you take that off the list, what are you doing going back to his hotel room? Don't go back to a guy's hotel room.
This is incredibly, sickeningly, multi-layeredly tawdry, the whole trial.
You come from the world of porn, and you're trying to convince the jury that I went back to his hotel room, but I didn't think sex was on anybody's mind.
And I came out of the bathroom, he was in his underwear, and I panicked so badly, I feel like I blacked out.
Because it never crossed my mind that he might be thinking we're going to have sex when I went back to his hotel room. As somebody who's in the porn business, I mean, it's not like you're, you know...
That's a good point.
Naive to the world.
That's a good point. Wow. On top of the whole horrible, this is lawfare trying to bring Trump down for political reasons. This is one of the worst things that's happened in the nation's history.
If she said, "What did I miss here? Did I misread something?" He said, I'm about to say the same thing. What did you misread here? I invited you to hotel room, you came. What do you think we were doing?
Prosecutor just asked, "Did you at some point end up having sex with him?" Daniels says yes. When she describes what position they were in, the defense objects, and the objection is sustained.
What? The defense objected? Well, first of all, what position did she say they were in?
They objected.
They objected.
Oh, so she didn't answer.
No. You object before the answer.
You can't unring that bell.
Right.
And if they say missionary, that's going to put an image in the minds of the jurors that they can't get out of their minds.
I hear missionary. I picture a man of faith spreading the word of Jesus to people in far-flung lands.
Yeesh. That is funny.
Katie, it's a hell of a way to make a living.
The defense objected to what position you were in, and it was sustained by the judge.
Wait a minute. That position is unsatisfying to both parties. As objection sustained. This makes Watergate look like nothing. This whole deal.
This sounds like vanilla, Your Honor. Vanilla sex. Sustained.
What
the heck is going on?
Armstrong and Getty.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.